Let's start first and talk a little bit about the 3M philosophy and what that means for the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff.
Okay, the 3Ms are very simple. Millennials, mobile, as in cell phones or smartphones, and multicultural. And they all fit together because basically the 3Ms are together. The millennials are such a multicultural generation. And we all know, as well as other generations, we're all using cell phones more than ever. And that's where we get our information. And that's what's where we're driving toward more of a digital marketing campaign.
When you look at increasing demand for pork, we know there is a lot of pork coming online.
Yes, there's
a lot of production and growth in the industry. Why is it important to target those three areas when you look at growing demand for U.S. pork?
It's very important to target those areas because we know from our studies, particularly in multicultural, the Caucasian population is only going to grow at 1% over the next few years, whereas the, let's say, Hispanic population, part of the multicultural mix, is going to grow at a 167% rate. So wouldn't you want to focus on marketing to that growth area? And that's what we want to do. So it comes all together. It's not just Hispanics or Asians or whatever is multicultural, but we want to do to all three areas, the age group with the millennials and also the new generations coming in, and also the mobile factor as far as getting everything digital these days. And it's not just here in the United States. I've talked to a person from Colombia. There's over 1.5 cell phones per person there in that country. And it's the same here. We have so many cell phones, and we're getting so much information from cell phones. And it's just the way we do business these days as far as marketing and information, and that's why we want to focus on that type of strategy. We want to move away from more of a generic commodity, direct-to-consumer marketing strategy. We also want to work directly with businesses that have their own marketing strategy, retailers, food service people, packers and processors. They have strategies in place, but they need our help to tie things together, like social responsibility. And through our research and our help, we can work better and really leverage our producer dollars from Checkoff to do a much more effective job at selling pork.
When it comes from a producer aspect, what about this type of marketing and this new approach gets you excited about your pork and where it's going?
It gets me excited because I know from looking and being on the pork board for several years, we have not moved the needle in domestic marketing for several years. It kind of varies back and forth around 50 pounds. And we're hoping through this new 3M strategy that we will have more per capita sales of pork. So it's really exciting to me, especially in a time, like you said before, we're going to have a lot of pork to sell. There's protein is hot. Beef's out there, poultry's out there. There's going to be a lot of protein on the market in the next few years, and we need to find a way to more effectively market it.
What sets pork apart?
What's that pork apart? Pork is versatile. It works well with different ethnicities. I talked about the multicultural. It's very affordable. It's very high quality. And I'm biased, but I love the taste of pork. So That's why I think it sets pork apart. It's the original protein, like Bill said. Could be a tagline.
It's the next other way. As you look at the future of growing demand, obviously we look at international demand,
sure,
but growing domestic demand is equally as important. How does that figure in, and how is the pork board working, aside from maybe the 3M strategy, but to increase demand domestically?
Exactly. As far as what we're doing domestically, we need to do more intelligence. More intelligence, not just on the 3Ms, but on how people in general perceive pork. And we're going to do this digitally. We're going to do this through the internet, looking through Facebook and tweets and all that type of, that's market intelligence that we can use to market our product more efficiently. In the past, we focused on a group of people called the creative cooks or our pork champions. Well, that's good. They ate a lot of pork, and we kind of left everyone else off to the side because we needed to effectively gear our dollars to that group. But we know it's changing. So through market intelligence, through some type of digital source, we perceive we can do a better job of marketing and know how to market to all groups.
Anything else, Terry?
I'd just like to say I'm excited to be the National Pork Producer President. There's some great things going on coming up this next year with Secure Pork Supply, with the new digital marketing plan, with the change in domestic marketing, and of course exports are going to be critical to our organization. So it's going to be exciting next year. I'm looking forward to it.